I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jim.
Let's get to this report. This is sad.
No, this is awful.
This is terrible. I had no idea. When did this break? Yesterday?
Yes. Late yesterday.
Man, oh,
late
man,
yesterday.
Oh, man. This is terrible.
Well, you know why it's terrible? Is because if you're ever on an Air Life helicopter, right? If you're on one of those, you're almost dead.
My son was on.
I know. I mean, you're in bad shape. Yeah. Really bad shape. So you want everything to be perfect.
It's a flight for life we're talking about.
Yeah, but they call it Air Life.
Yeah.
Just to not pin flight for life.
Yeah, you're right, because that would be a direct business.
Correct.
And it's not them, it's the other, but it's the same type scenario.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what a story. Listen to this. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to play that.
I am going to play that, but you're, you, I don't know all the details, so I was going to let you set it up.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
What
and
exactly?
That thing is running, so you're not even going to start at the beginning anyway.
Yeah, well, when I hit the button, it restarts it.
What are you guys? Hey, what are you guys talking about?
No,
we don't know. We have no idea. I don't know. We went from Whoopi's fart to a guy that's drunk.
Yeah, it wasn't the best seg in the world, but we're getting there. We're getting there. All right, so
anyway, so there's an Air Life helicopter, okay? He's a pilot, and he's in Elbert County, and the cops saw his car kind of, you know, swerving. So they pull him over. They ask him, where are you going? He said, he's going to work.
Whoa.
What do you do? I'm an Air Life helicopter pilot.
Oh.
And he's drunk.
And he's unsteady and wobbling. Yeah.
He gets a DUI on his way to work, and he flies a helicopter.
Yeah.
For medic.
Air Life helicopter.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
According to one profile, 40-year-old Aaron Fousette was a senior Army aviator. Most recently, though, a helicopter pilot for Air Life, which flies critically ill patients around Colorado to various hospitals. But records obtained by CBS4 show that Fousette was arrested the night of January 7th in Elizabeth for speeding, careless driving, and DUI. According to arrest documents, a deputy said Fousette was in a Flight for Life suit, and Fousette said he was going to his base in Hugo, Colorado. Air Life has a base at this rural hospital in Hugo. The deputy said when Fousette got out of his car, the pilot was unsteady, wobbling, and failed roadside sobriety tests. A breath test showed Fousette's alcohol reading at .126, over Colorado's limit for DUI. The pilot worked for a company called Air Methods, but was then contracted to fly for Air Life. Air Methods would only say the last day that Aaron Fousette flew with Air Life in Colorado was January 6, 2023, given that he is no longer an employee of Air Methods. We cannot provide any additional information. Fousette's lawyer told us the pilot fully cooperated with the investigation and is taking this matter seriously. The attorney went on to say Fousette resigned from Air Methods.
We've seen this with airline pilots, too.
Yeah, we
taking
have.
Off flights because they were intoxicated.
But that at least makes me feel better because you have a co-pilot.
Yeah.
This is an individual helicopter pilot that's doing this air, you know, life stuff.
What a terrible story.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That would be the last person on the planet you would think would be drinking and flying.
Well, yeah, because there's so much on the line.
Yeah. I mean, this is an emergency, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
terrible story.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, and he's wrecked for his career, too.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about that because it. I don't think he is because he wasn't flying.
No, I think you are.
I don't.
I think you are just because you said you were on your way to work.
I know, but he could say he never said that.
I'm just saying that if you're another company, now he might get something like traffic or something of that nature that you're not flying other people. He might be able to do that. I'm not saying he's going to lose his pilot's license.
I know, but I know cops that have done a something, and then they go to another city.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you might be
my
right.
My girlfriend's husband, he stole money off a dead body.
Yeah.
Because it was there. So he took all.
Well, that person can't use it, so I don't really have a problem with that.
I think that's kind of what he thought. And
no, he's flying somebody that's still alive.
No. I'm saying the cop. The cop stole money. My girlfriend's husband stole money off of a dead guy, right? Yeah. So he got fired. It was the whole thing. Oh my God. But now he's in a different state. He's a cop.
You just move away so no one knows.
I don't think this guy's going to ever fly again for a hospital. For medical, but he could fly. I don't think he's going to lose his pilot's license. I think he can fly, like doing traffic or something of that nature for a TV station or something. But I don't think he'll ever work for a hospital.
Boy, but he could have. I mean, this has been under wraps for a long time.
Yeah,
January
7th.
6th or 7th, right?
Yeah.
So it's been under wraps, and he's got to been praying every day.
Now, I wonder if he got pulled over early in the morning, and it's alcohol from the night before.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have no idea. Well, he was wobbling and all that stuff. He was drunk.
Well, he was still drunk. 1.25.
Yeah.
I mean, or 0.125.
So he had to be hoping that this stayed and every day, right? You're January 7th. Now we're at, let's see, it came out yesterday, the 25th. Mm-hmm. Because the only way they're going to find out is if they Google his name.
Yeah.
And then he got pulled over at 7:30 at night.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then he'd been drinking during the day.
Happy hour.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Anyway. Terrible story there.
It's horrible.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.